Hello and welcome. It's an extra special edition of the Ben Maller Show. Woo! That's right. This podcast, a winner's podcast. You smell that? That's the smell of victory. It's in the air everywhere. And our number one dedicated to the end of the curse of the Bambino as the Dodgers take down the Tampa Bay Rays. This thing that has haunted me for many, many years on the radio. It's all over now. You can't make your little jokes about the curse of the Bambino. There's no more curse of the Bambino. It is finito and done. We explain the history of the curse of the Bambino and rejoice this hour at its demise. It's coming your way right now. It is a trip to blue heaven. Here we go, Dodgers. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, you know where this show is going. Welcome in the beginning of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, on the vast Fox Sports Radio Network, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, also known as the Geico FSR Studios, as we are doing it live, a little more pep in our step, a little more pep in our step in the overnight tonight. And I think we all know why. There's a famous quote that applies here, that bad news is that nothing lasts forever. The good news is nothing lasts forever as well. So it's both bad and good news. And don't bury the lead, my man. Don't worry, we're not going to bury the lead. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the woebegone Dodgers, who have made it an art form over the years to choke away playoff games and playoff series with top payrolls and great players year after year. And they were on their way. They were on their way as Blake's. They were going to do it again. Blake Snell was pitching a great game. I totally saw this. Snell was going to go like 7 or 8 innings. The bullpen would come in, shut it down. And then we'd go to a game 7, and the choke factor would be all the way up to a 20 on a scale of 1 to 10. But that didn't happen. Now, I'm going to full guns a-blazing. I'm going to go full guns a-blazing.
Unless I get mine.
Yeah, there you go. We will have the full dedication for Kevin Cash, who I would like to thank. He's my new favorite manager in Major League Baseball, Kevin Cash, because
I liked him in that spot. I really did.
The Dodgers were totally confused. They had no idea how to hit that Twitch star, Blake Snell, and they didn't have to because all it took was one base hit in the 6th inning in a game that was one of the great World Series starts. And the Tampa Bay Rays manager said, no, I've got to get out and take him out of the game. I've got to take Snell out of the game.
Bro,
and of course,
risking my life.
He went to the bullpen, and the bullpen came in on the vomit comet. Mr. Anderson doing a fine job, and the Dodgers ending up scoring a couple of runs. Corey Seager on a ground ball. Turns out he was on a fielder's choice. It wasn't a hit. He grounded to first. Play came home. And Mookie Betts scored, so that was the second run of the game after the Dodgers had tied it on a wild pitch. And then Mookie Betts, we sell a lot of insurance in these parts on the radio, a lot of insurance, and Mookie Betts giving some insurance to the Dodgers. And what a tremendous job by the Dodger relief corps as Tony Gonsolin was horrible. He only gave up one run. It felt like he gave up 7 runs, and a big tip of the cap to Julio Urias, who came in there and was just great at the end of the game. So let us discuss, what are the big takeaways here as the baseball season comes to an end and the Dodgers are on top of the mountain? A number one, king of the hill. All right, so I've got fingerprints, haunted, and watchdog. And we will tie all of these things together. Now, I don't want to make this all about me, although I did attend the Tom Looney School of Radio, so I'm going to make it a little bit about me. This was obviously a special night. You can tell we're going to focus almost exclusively on this throughout the course of the overnight. And clearly, I had a ton, and we had a ton, of emotional currency tied into the Dodgers winning the World Series. There's a lot of energy. There's been a lot of time invested, a lot of nights that I could have been doing something else, but I spent watching these bums find imaginative ways to urinate down their leg in big games. And it was obviously refreshing. It was energizing to see the Dodgers finally win. And for those newbies, and we have new people that listen all the time, we're on new radio stations, we thank you for finding the show. But my background, if you don't know, as a Dodger follower, is a little bit deeper. In fact, my fingerprints, the Maller fingerprints, okay, are all over Dodger Stadium. One of my first on-air gigs when I was in San Diego at the Mighty 690, the 77,000-watt blowtorch from Baja to the Canadian Rockies, as my mentor Hacksaw would say. But one of the first gigs I had was covering the Dodgers. Now, keep in mind, I started in radio. I was 19 years old at the time. And I continued on pretty much nonstop at every Dodger game up until my mid-30s, even while I was doing talk shows and other things. I pretty much grew up in the press box at Chavez Ravine. So when I first started, to give you an idea of how long ago that was, my God, I'm dating myself, but the Dodgers had, well, they were only a few years. They were less than 10 years away. I think it was a little over 5 years removed from their 1988 World Series. Tommy Lasorda was still managing the team. Oral Hershiser, the Bulldog, was still pitching for the Dodgers when I started going out there. And eventually, I was blessed to have a chance to co-host Dodger Talk for a couple of years with Ross Porter. And I briefly even traveled with the team. And I have some very fond memories of that experience in my life. Those guys were very kind to me and really taught me a lot about the birds and the bees and things I didn't know existed in the world and all that. And throughout it all, the one constant, right? The one constant was the heartache and the heartbreak, right? Finding ways to suck that you did not think was possible. Good teams that were just bad enough to puke all over themselves. Really the cutting edge of blowing playoff series, the Dodgers. Now, as the Dodgers now look down at everyone else in the Village of the Stupid in Major League Baseball, I want to thank a group of people who made this night extra sweet, the nectar of the gods, winning a championship as a fan. So, Clayton Kershaw, no, I'm not going to thank Clayton Kershaw. Dave Roberts, hell no, I'm not thanking Dave Roberts, no way. Cody Bellinger, nope, shaking my head, not going to happen. How about Mookie Betts? No, not going to happen either. Big tip of the cap, big tip of the microphone to the people that really need thanks. My biggest trolls. I want to thank you guys. Made it extra special. You know who you are. You made it extra special. Seeing them finally win and then hearing all of you guys relentlessly busting my balls. And not just this year. In a number of years. A bunch of killjoys is what you guys are. Shoving the curse of the Bambino right in my face. Just like, boom, right there. And now you can take the curse of the Bambino and shove it up your keister is what you can do, because we have been haunted over the years by the jinx, which was invented by a random caller from a previous generation of callers in the early days of Fox Sports Radio. This guy, Motor City Mike from Detroit, who was delivering the newspaper and was one of our regular callers on the weekend overnight show, and he came up with this. And essentially, if you're new to the show, any prediction, literally any prediction, which is the greatest prediction, which everyone agrees with, if I make it, it blows up, kaboom, right in my face, without fail. Without fail, it blows up every time, right? And so this was one of those nights that I will save a little snapshot for the rest of my life here, and not about to become a member of the Championship Defenders League. I will never do that, but it is nice. Certainly beats the alternative when your team actually doesn't stumble at the finish line. Now, the last word here. The Red Sox played a very important role in helping push the Dodgers across the finish line. We should not, and we would be remiss here if we did not give a tip of the cap. That Mookie Betts trade and forever contract the Dodgers gave Mookie Betts, worth every penny. Worth every penny. And Boston giving up a generational talent. I know the Red Sox are making all kinds of excuses, and they're saying, well, he didn't want to play here, and this and that and the other thing to try to make it seem not as bad as it was. But you traded Mookie Betts for pennies on the dollar, which is a great mitzvah for the Dodgers. And Mookie Betts can go out and bat 200 for the next decade, and chances are as he gets older, he's not going to be that good. But he's good now, And you can't take that little piece of metal away from the Dodgers. Now, meanwhile, some of you, I've been getting some email here, and some of you idiots say, well, you know, I'm happy the Dodgers won, but you're a bad fan, Maller, because you gave all this critique of the Dodgers and all this stuff. And I have a strong disagreement. If you're one of these Nimrods, okay, I have no regrets, zero regrets. And I'll tell you why. As the watchdog of the overnight, which is what we do here, holding down the overnight fort in sports radio, we hold people accountable. We do. And that's, guess what? Spoiler alert, that's what a good fan does. A good fan doesn't just sit there and get punched in the mouth time and time again and say, okay, we'll get them next time. That's a bad fan. A good fan holds people accountable, right? You should never be a sucker. Don't be the Rube. We always say that. Don't be a Rube. Did we fire Dave Roberts 7 times over the last couple of years? Yes. I fired him in the Atlanta series. You're I had fired. Dave Roberts fired. Have we called for the trade of Clayton Kershaw? Absolutely. Guess what? I'd still trade Clayton Kershaw. They just won the World Series. I'd say, thanks for the World Series. Go play with the Texas Rangers. Get out of here. I don't regret any of those statements. I have no regrets. They were deserved at the time we made them. And we do also deal with the currency of tough love, right? If you play well, you get celebrated, and that's great. But when you fail, when you trip and you stumble, we hold your feet to the fire. And that's what you should do as a fan. You should not be a lemming and just a sheep. No, don't do that. Never do that. That's bad. That's bad fandom is what that is. The teams would like you to do that, but you should not do that at all. Just don't do it. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here, bloviating the overnight hours away. And we will take your phone calls. If you would like to be part, you can join the conversation here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. You can be part. We'll be playing a lot of sound throughout the show. Get you a little flavor of what's going on here at the World Series. It's the Dodgers win the championship. Prophet Maller, by the way, we visited the holy city of Mallerville, and we did predict that there would be Nirvana. And we've been proven correct. Not that I am patting myself on the back. I just want to flash back to that and point out we did pick the Dodgers. Of course, we pick the Dodgers every year, but we did pick them to win the World Series this year. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the festivities. Our Instagram page, Ben Maller on Fox, and on Facebook, Ben Maller Show. So it was clawing and pawing. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a regular listener, you know the Ben Maller Show is unconventional sports talk. We dabble in the outlandish and bond with the freaks and geeks. Facebook's a digital playground for all of us. You can chat with other P1 friends of the show. It's painless, and you can cancel anytime. Just like our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
I'm sorry. I'm holding the Holy Grail in my hands here. Yeah, there you go. The Dodgers, world champs, Major League Baseball, season over, kaput, done. Glorious, wonderful, marvelous. Chris in Houston, now it's got to be tough on Chris because his team's never won a legitimate World Series. The cheating Astros. He says, congratulations, Ben. Your Dodgers finally got it done, and nobody can take that away from you, even though your curse was working in overtime, Chris in Houston says. Until Kevin Cash said, hold my beer, and pulled Blake Snell from the game. And he says, for your information, the curse of the Bambino is a real thing. Just ask the Clippers. No. They're next. They're next, the Clippers. Year 2021, we're now in the Goldilocks zone of Ben Maller as a predictor of championships. Wrong. We're in the Goldilocks zone. Wrong. So this is great news for Kawhi, playoff P, who hopefully they'll trade, and whoever else they have on that sorry-ass roster of underachievers against the Nuggets. Robin Vegas writes and says, congrats to Ben and Berto, early Christmas present for you guys, and it came in the form of cash. He says, I will say, I did not expect your opening monologue after the Dodgers finally win the World Series to be one of your shorter monologues. You're still punch drunk. No. Well, I want to bask in the afterglow, and what better way to do that than to take phone calls and people could say how great I am. Now, we must give the honorable Roberto some time. Now, Roberto, I got to tell you here, this guy is, he is in an altered state of reality right now.
I think he might have taken some performance-enhancing drugs before the show.
Yes, I did.
Let's just say, Eddie, he enjoyed the Dodger win so much, he did not drive to work.
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
He's done some celebrating already. Yeah.
Yes.
He might have taken an Uber or a Lyft. He might have done one of those two things, but he is here.
Well, because there's a riot going on outside. I can't be driving.
No, I know. You can't be out there with the civil unrest, of course, which happens anytime.
Kevin Cash, thank you. I love you. God bless Kevin Cash.
Yeah. My favorite manager is Kevin. You know, I used to love like Lasorda. I loved Earl Weaver, some of the old school managers back in the day. But Kevin Cash, I mean, what smartest guy in the room?
Oh,
Kevin Cash. Keep those analytics, buddy. Don't never go with your gut. Never go with your gut.
Because Blake Snell was pitching like crap. So what? You might as well take him out of the game.
I agree. Right? Listen, I mean, he was about to get. He would have imploded if they left him the game. I mean, he gave up a meaningless single. That's the sign of the apocalypse. Clearly, it would have been Armageddon for the Tampa Bay Rays if they left Blake Snell in the game. Cannot do it. And we were texting Roberto during the game there. We were going back and forth quite a bit. And so not reactive. We were proactive with our hot analysis. And we both agreed when Urias came in there and was pitching well, I actually tweeted this out in addition to texting you. I was like, hey, you got to put a deadbolt on that bullpen. Do not allow Dave Roberts to get cute and bring in Kenny
Jansen. Like I said last week, Julio, the greatest Julio since Julio Cesar Chavez, baby.
There you go. Yeah. The burner account says, congratulations, Benjamin. Well-deserved win. Make sure we send an assist to our new friend, Kevin Cash, with that Roberto or Dave Roberts-ish move. And how about beer drinking Manfred?
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that. That's on my list. We'll get to that.
What's wrong with that guy, man?
Look at that. I guess they got an open bar in the luxury box, apparently. I don't know. Maybe something else going on there. Yeah. Now, Ryan, he says, this does not count as a World Series unless the fans in L.A. are rioting. Are they? Please give me the 411 since I'm in paradise in San Diego. Well, I did see a bunch of people out and about there enjoying themselves, frolicking around. I did see that. Now, speaking of that, actually, Ryan, we have here the, I call it the clawing and the pawing. Want to take a guess what that is, Eddie, the clawing and the pawing?
The clawing and the
clawing
pawing?
And the pawing, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay. So after the Dodgers win, right, I'm in a celebratory mood. I'm excited.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I think I do have it. Was Bella going crazy because of all the fireworks
yes.
and things being lit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
We had to close all of our windows because of that for our dogs.
Yeah, it was insane. So I'm in a wonderful mood. I'm excited. You know, it's a great thing here, and I'm fired up. I'm trying to think, well, what am I going to talk about? I know what I'm talking about, but how am I going to put it into the words here tonight and all that stuff? And my leg, I keep scratching and clawing and pawing at my leg. And it was the 4th of July 2.0 here outside the Maller Mansion, a pyrotechnic show for the ages. And Bella, my dog, was convinced that this was actually the apocalypse. If you're a dog, it's the apocalypse. And she started freaking out. And I was worried she was going to have a heart attack. I picked her up and my little dog, Bella, and she was just freaking, shaking, tremors from Bella because of those fireworks. And the years ago on the 4th of July, I was going to get in the car to go to work, and Bella snuck out the door and ran away. That's like the only time she's ever done that. So anyway.
Was that the time you told your wife, oh, sorry, honey, the dog's gone?
Yes, that is the...
well, and then she said, get your ass out there and look for the dog?
Well, no, I actually ran down the street after Bella screaming, "Get back here, Bella." Bella ignored me that night on the 4th of July, but I had to leave. I had a very small window to get to work, and so I'm screaming. And then I was like, I looked at my watch, and I'm like, well, if I don't leave within 5 minutes here, I'm not going to get to work. And so then I called my wife. I said, "I'm sorry, Bella ran away. That's it. I mean, it's not coming back." She ran in a neighbor's backyard. And fortunately, the neighbor, as I was turning to walk back and realizing that the dog was gone, the neighbor came out of the backyard and said, "Is this your dog?" And so it had a happy ending. The story had a happy ending. I can't believe people have so many fireworks, though. People are just stashing fireworks in their garages.
I know, it's true.
Lakers won, people shooting off fireworks. The Dodgers win, fireworks show. Where are people getting all these?
It's because you get them wholesale in Mexico, like Costco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
These are Disneyland-style fireworks.
Yeah, exactly,
though.
Yeah.
These are the kind you shoot up with a gun, and they rain down different colors. Those kind of. I'm not talking about.
I got a buddy who sells them out of his trunk.
Yeah. So, Roberto, you know a guy?
He gets them from TJ. Yeah, I know a guy.
The Real Martin and the boys at the airport in Denver writing, says, the last time the Dodgers won a championship, the American president was a celebrity-turned-politician. Some things never change. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too, like how different the world was in 1988 when the Dodgers last won and there was no social media. Network television was still big. Cable television hadn't even really taken full grasp. And now we've already moved on from that, and everyone's doing streaming with Netflix and just like the way things were at that time. But that is a long time ago. Long time ago. Eugene says, Ben, did Justin Turner play tonight with a positive COVID-19 result? Listen, Justin Turner's going to be fine, okay? I don't know all the details. Nobody knows all the details on that. They took him out of the game. I guess the report I saw was he had a... They thought it was a false positive, and then they got confirmation during the game.
Oh, man, I felt bad for Justin Turner. He was taking the picture, and my wife's like, he's like the little kid that has a lice. Nobody get next to him.
Yeah, he's got the cooties. Nobody can touch him.
He's the kid that has lice. Nobody get next to him.
Yeah.
Ah, poor guy, man. Nobody get next to him. He's by himself.
Bronco Maniac writes in, he says, you know damn well, Maller, if the Rays would have won the championship, your opening monologue would have been about how the Rays title is illegitimate because it was a 60-game season. No, you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you you're wrong because we've been asked that question on the third degree, and I've done monologues about this, that it's not a lesson championship. And the dumb fan doesn't understand this, but I will explain to the uneducated fan, the low-information fan, why this is not cheapened at all. No. And Craig writes in from Seattle. He says, do people realize that these guys get rings with the Dodgers? Raul Ibanez in the front office, Nomar Garciaparra, a broadcast team, and Mr. Price. Yeah. Well, David Price shouldn't get a ring.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
No, he doesn't deserve a ring. It's, he might be infected.
He's going to get one, though.
He shouldn't, though.
No. He's the reason why that cat guy had a pitch today.
That's as lame as, was it Avery Bradley of the Lakers getting a championship ring, and he opted out of the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, that guy shouldn't have got one either, yeah.
Exactly. Listen, I mean, it's your right to opt out, but you don't get the prize. You didn't want to be part of it. You chose not to be, which is your right. You have the right to not participate. But David Price. Now, I will tell you, though, that, and I was thinking about doing some monologue crap on this. I chose not to. That this was actually a net positive. I said this on Twitter the other day. Somebody asked me about David Price being away. I was like, this is actually good because this guy, he's got that surly added. I don't like the guy. Something about the guy rubs me the wrong way, and I think it's actually better because that the whole thing with Eckersley and when he was with the Red Sox, and there were some questions about Price before that in Tampa. But then with the Red Sox, when he was attacking Dennis Eckersley and turned the whole team against Eckersley because Eckersley dared say something mildly critical about the Red Sox on a broadcast. And so screw him. He doesn't. He didn't pitch at all this year. How does that work? He wasn't hurt. He wasn't hurt. He chose not to play. And remember when there was that outbreak of COVID? I think it was
Cardinals? Yeah, when the Marlins. He started tweeting out like, this is why I opted out.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. You opted out. Congratulations. You also You don't get the bling bling. I'm sorry. You don't get the bling bling. All right? All right. 877-99 on Fox. Maller Prop Guy says, take phone calls so people can say how great I am. LeBron, are you doing a Ben Maller impersonation? By the way, Goldilocks zone shouldn't be Midas zone. He says.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Another big note, and it depends on who you want to talk to, whether this will be a big story or not, but L.A. third baseman Justin Turner was pulled out of the game in the eighth inning after it was learned that an initial inconclusive test came back positive for COVID-19. Turner said afterwards that he was asymptomatic. He was out on the field taking pictures with the World Series trophy. He did have a mask on at times, but I'm guessing that the Dodgers are going to be fined for having him out there on the field celebrating, but they don't care. The season is over, and they're the World Series champions.
Well, as long as no one is around him and he's wearing a mask, I think he's fine, right? I think he'll be all right. He's asymptomatic. I think he'll be okay, Eddie. I think he's got a 99% chance. He might.
I'm not worried about it, but you know.
I don't think he's going to be on his desk. Well, yeah,
you know
CNN,
this is going to be a huge story for some people.
I mean, for some media, this is their agenda. I mean, this is all they can talk about. So, yeah, they're going to run this thing. Oh, my God, nightmare at the World Series. Oh, my God. All right. Is that it, Eddie?
Yeah, that's good?
All right. Thank you for that. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here on a wonderful night. I don't normally do one topic radio, and it's not really one topic radio because I'm finding different branches of the tree, as program directors and radio like to say, to talk about, but it's all going to be about the World Series. If the Dodgers had lost the World Series or not, you know, not wrapped it up, if they'd gone to a Game 7, then we would have gone a different direction. We would have turned left. But this is right down the expressway, right down the middle of the highway. You can't miss this opportunity. Cannot do it. All right, let's go to the phones. The people would like to speak. And let's say hello to, who should we start with? Let's go to, who better to sum up the night than Beer Drinking Brian, who is up first. Hello, Beer Drinking Brian.
Ben, how you doing, man? Congrats, brother.
Well, thank you, Beer Drinking
Brian. Let me tell you what, 29 years ago, on the 27th of October, I was 16 years old at Metrodome in Minneapolis. That's the last time I seen a championship in Minnesota. So, hey, I just got to congratulate you, man. It's a beautiful feeling when you get it.
Yeah, it is Beer Drinking Brian. So I'm gonna turn into Beer Drinking Ben is what I'm gonna turn into after this.
I think we've already had Beer Drinking Roberto. So.
Yeah, we have that. Yeah, that's definitely. All right. Well, is that all, Brian? You just want to, very kind of you.
Wait, no, no.
Oh, there's more.
I
okay.
Know,
oh,
I thought the Gremlins got in or something.
What?
I thought the Gremlins got in or something.
He thought the Gremlins got in or something.
I think they live in your attic. The Gremlins live in your attic.
Well, half-time's trying to get...
Half-pine. Half-pine wants to say. Okay. Hello, half-pine.
Come on, half-pine.
Okay. This is the power couple in Kansas City.
He met me on my John Deere wearing McGee Basie.
That's a drop.
Hey, wow. Ben, what's going
on? Hey, there you go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
hey,
Zeb.
Ben.
What?
I was going to say, it was cold riding my John Deere out in the snow.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right. Well, you were out in your John Deere in the snow and it was cold.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't imagine it would be cold in the snow. Half pint. That's very rare.
Usually
it's warm when it snows. They often tell you that. The weather people tell you that. It's often warm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, thank you. All right.
Beer drinking Brian is going to be right. God help me. I'm starting to understand her.
Are you?
She said beer drinking Brian is going to be right.
He won't be going. He won't do it.
Oh, he won't do it. Well, I can't blame him for that.
That's too cold outside. He wants to stay inside. Drink beer.
He said it's too hot in the summer.
Well, why don't you wait a couple days? Maybe it'll warm up a little bit. You can go out when it's a little warmer. How about that?
All right. Well, talking about going to take the ride on my John Deere.
Okay. I like she. Some people use periods. She uses John Deere at the end of sentences. Have you noticed that? Like it's like. All right. Thank you. I got to go. But thank you.
No, Bear's and Brian's got an issue. He couldn't walk to the station yesterday, so I tried to give him a ride on my.
Yeah. There you go. Couple of stars. Beer drinking Brian and
Those are not cartoon characters. Those are real people.
No. Do we pay anybody? That's the other thing I get, Eddie, that we pay these people to call in. These are characters. It's like the old Phil Hendry show where Phil would do all these other voices, or he'd have some radio shows like Morning Zoo shows will pay for people to call up and be voice actors. I want to assure you, we have no budget. There is no budget. These people, it's like moth to a flame. They find our show. Let's go to Tammy in Montana.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Now, keep in mind, if Tammy had said yes, she would have been married last, or not last week, this coming week, right?
Election night. Election day, yeah.
Yeah, with Pinto.
Big but then, Ben Maller.
Not going to happen, unfortunately. it's a shame. We almost had a wedding.
You did. Hey, I wanted to say congrats to you and Roberto on the Dodgers winning a World Series with integrity, honesty, and truthfulness. So in other words, no cheating. I'm very happy that you guys took down Blake Snell.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. As you know, I actually had a hit in the sixth inning. A lot of people didn't see that because it wasn't broadcast, but I did have a hit.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Bro, I'm risking my life, bro. Blake, I hear actually that Blake Snell was so devastated by the Rays losing the World Series that he immediately went to Twitch, and he's playing video games right now on Twitch, so he's trying to medicate himself a little bit.
Can you imagine what is going through his little snowflake mind about Justin Turner being positive for COVID and him being on the field with him?
I know. It's going to be the end of the world here. The world as we know it. I mean, the nightmare of nightmares. And asymptomatic Justin Turner played in the World Series game. My God. It's crazy.
Exactly. And I have a different take. So instead of the curse of the Bendino, which is now definitely gone, I think this is Mr. Positive, Justin in Cincinnati. I think his little turn into being so positive about things has, helped you guys, the Dodgers.
No, that's an act, though. Justin will be back to being evil Justin in Cincinnati. I don't believe that Justin, one of the Cincinnati bros, is now Mr. Sunshine. I'm not buying that. This is all an act. I don't know when he's going to turn heel again, but he will turn heel again. And I guarantee. In fact, I don't think he makes it past the election next week. I say by the end of next week, because it'll probably take a couple days after the election to find out who won. By that time, Justin will then turn into a complete and total a-hole again. So, guarantee.
Well, congrats, Ben, and we're going to enjoy
Thank you. I appreciate that. Very kind of you. And I had to carry these guys. You know how many monologues I had to do to inspire the Dodgers to win the World Series? It was endless. Endless monologues. Motivational monologues to get them to win the World Series. Crazy. All right. No World Series pick 'em because the World Series is over. Kaput Donskis. Yeah.
Woo! Eddie's got a great jersey on today. I got to admit. Eddie's got a great jersey on
What's
today.
What's he wearing? What's he got? The pirate jersey?
Yeah, he's got a...
Is it the pinstripe one?
No, he's wearing... what is Eddie? Roberto Clemente in the minor league days.
I figured since it's the final baseball game, I'll wear a baseball jersey into work today.
Yeah. I am wearing, Eddie, a special hat.
Are you wearing chonies? Are you butt naked right now?
I'm butt naked. I am absolutely naked behind the microphone right now. Yeah. No, I'm wearing a special hat. I will reveal why it's a special hat. That's called the tease, Eddie. Straight ahead. Here's the Who Am I game. Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts joined Lou Brock and me as the only players to have 4 stolen bases and multiple home runs in a World Series. It only happened 3 times in World Series history. Again, Mookie Betts this season with the Dodgers there joining Lou Brock, who just passed away recently, and me as the only players with 4 stolen bases and multiple home runs in a World Series. Who am I? The answer. And the Mad Hatter of Sports Chatter will reveal the big hat, the hat of the day, and why the hat of the day is special. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people. That would be you following the voice of this show on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet in and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Hey, Amanda, what's up?
And now live from the GEICO Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here it is, time now for the Who Am I game. So Mookie Betts joining Lou Brock, the late great Lou Brock, just passed away recently, and me as the only players to have four stolen bases and multiple home runs in a World Series. Mookie doing it for the Dodgers this year. That is the question. What is the answer? Greg, the Baltimore real estate mogul, is going with Raul Mondesi as his answer. Ed from Spokane says it's Mariners legend Ken Griffey Jr. Well, I remember those great Mariner World Series teams. Laverne and Shirley was also guest. Who else do we have? Let's see. Hank Aaron from the Raider Freak. We've got Juan Marichal from Mayor Parker, the Snow Dog, celebrity fan. Jethro is going with Casper as his answer. Boog Powell from Rob in Minnesota. Page down here, Davey Lopes from Manic Mike. That's his answer. Will in Pennsylvania says it's Jim Rice. Ivan the Terrible, because he's an Astro fan, so he's Ivan the Terrible, says, is it the cheating Astros? Is that the correct answer? Coco Crisp, guessed by Big Rig Rob. That's his answer. Let's see. Page up, page up, page down. The Viper, Randy Orton, guessed by Rob in Vegas. The Real Martin from the airport in Denver says the great Jesse McCree is the correct answer. Your Sports Source says, is it Ben Championship Maller? Is that the correct answer? And a page down here, let's see here. Jorvit Torrealba. There's a good name from Malibu Reuben.
Oh, my twin.
Let me check. Let me check the photo here. No, you're still more.
No, but a woman did think I was Jorvit Torrealba.
No, you're more. You're Mike Fetters, though. You really are.
Oh, for sure.
Fetters.
For sure.
You're not.
100% Eddie's Mike Fetters.
Yeah, he is. You're the reincarnation. There you go. Brianna in Seattle says the Sounders won tonight. Talk about that fantastic game. That'll be in hour number six, Brianna. We're going to get to that in hour number six of the show.
Who?
Edwin Encarnacion, guest by Channer. There's a blast in the past. Mookie Wilson from Jason in Denver. Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia is going with the American Dream. Dusty Rhodes is his answer. And Eric says it was at Media Game Maller. Do you have an answer, Eddie, please?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Benji Molina.
There's a good name. No, it is actually Lenny Dykstra, of all people, but not with the Mets. That was with the Phillies in 1993. Nails. Friend of the show, but not friend of Eddie. I've had Lenny on my podcast. Lenny's a good guy, but Eddie's
wacko.
We were going to have him on the show and in studio before all this apocalypse stuff, and Eddie said, no, I do not want him in studio. So, but down the line, Eddie, we might have him in. We might have Nails come
Let
by.
Let me know so I can call in sick.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, Eric referenced Media Game Maller. I mentioned I'm wearing a special cap. Now, it looks like just your normal run-of-the-mill Dodger cap, but years ago, when I played, I used to play every year in the media game at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, here we go again.
Roberto, I have not told the story. So anyway, one year I hit a moonshot, just an absolute blast. I used a Corey Snyder wooden bat. It came off the wall. But in that game, I was rather large when I played in these media games. And so they gave out some kind of cheap hats, Dodger hats for people to wear in the media game. My head was so large, my dome was so big that it wouldn't fit. So my buddy who was the Dodger equipment guy at the time says, hold on, I got you, Maller. So he went back in the storage room where they keep all the hats for the Dodger players, and he pulled out a hat. Like the same hat the players were wearing. He gave me that, and I've kept it. This is like a 25-year-old hat, and I've kept the damn thing, and it's not holding up too well. It looks fine visually, but you know how, like, the wear and tear of the hat, it's not in the greatest shape and all that stuff. It's 25 years old, but so it's a special hat, Eddie. I'm wearing a special hat, and I just wanted to. I pulled it out. This I didn't.
Well, you got to tweet out a picture of it.
Everybody's got to see
it. Put videos on. I mean, it looks like a normal hat, but it's a special hat. It's got magical powers.